first thing I have to say is I am in total awe. Wow. You have to understand the place I came from. It was a congregation of the homeless. And so we had to wait for the bus to arrive before we started services. We just kept singing until that happened. And then the choir was just a pickup of whoever the homeless happened to be who wanted to sing that day. So this is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you. I'm here. I can't believe it. 6.5 days in the car with 2 cats. Then we saw the mountains, and it was lovely. And then 2 days later, we kept seeing the mountains and going up and down and up and down. They were still nice to look at, but it got a little tedious, a little sad. So, here in our lesson for today from the Gospel, we have the disciples and Jesus who have just taught the crowds. And Jesus says, "Let us go to the other side of the lake." A big, huge lake. One that they, well, at least some of the disciples, were used to fishing on. They knew this lake. They knew that it was calm sometimes. And if you have ever been in that part of the world, you know that the storms come up almost immediately, and they're over just as quick. But they will have great amounts of wind and rain in a very short time. So Jesus says, "Let us go to the other side." We'll be hearing what kind of disaster that was later on. But here they are in the boat. I guess it started out like any other journey in the boat. They cast off, they got into the lake. Jesus goes to the back of the boat, finds a nice cushion to lay down on after all this energy he expended teaching the crowd, and he falls asleep. And then you can see the line of clouds that were somewhere on the horizon are suddenly overhead. The wind picks up. Waves are crashing into the boat. They are in peril. They are fearing for their life. They know they are about to die. And there sleeps Jesus. Apparently unaware of anything that's going on. And they rush to him and wake him up and say, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" There's a special way of asking questions in the Greek language. There are two kinds of questions that are asked, and one expects a no answer, and one expects a yes answer. And the question was asked with those Greek words that expect the answer, "No, he doesn't care. He's asleep. He's preoccupied. He's out of pocket. He's on vacation. He's just unconcerned with the plight of his creatures." That we know in theology as the Deus absconis, the absence of God. And if we're honest about it, I think, the question is still on the lips of people today. God, do you care? Do you care about my child? Do you care about my parents? My survival needs? Do you care about my work? Or they're downsizing and I'm ready to get laid off? Do you care about my relationships that are troubled? Do you care about my life? And I think the question is still asked, expecting this answer. No, not really. Yet there it is, right there, in the middle of the storm, the ultimate answer of God's care. Jesus the Christ. You and I are held, loved by God, proclaimed to be one who is precious, valuable, and lovable by this Jesus who comes to stretch out his arms on the cross for us, to bring peace to us. Now I gotta tell you, in this whole process of getting here, I've heard a lot of anxiety. Anxiety about the church. You know, the search committee took their time.
Amen.
I believe my first contact with them was in September of last year. They asked good and probing questions. And yet there was a hint behind their questions of a bit of anxiety. We can't screw this up. They ask those probing questions about situations both normal and some rather unusual. And it did seem like there was a sense that they were afraid that things were going so out of control, that they were trying to grasp for something. And you could have heard that kind of words in the background. Do you not care if we perish? But Jesus comes out and says, "Peace, be still." And then he asks, "Why are you so worried?" Where is your faith? Some people read that as a rebuke to the disciples. What's the matter with you? You don't have any faith? I don't read it that way. I think it's more of a lament on Jesus' part. After all that you have seen and heard, after everything you know about me, after all the teaching, come on. Where's the faith? It's there, I know. But show it. And I think that's what we're called to do right now. That we are called to that kind of faith. Trust in Jesus. That he is in control, even when we are not. And so I want to do something a little different for me. It's called a guided imagery. It comes from Ignatian spirituality. You know, those Jesuits. I had a Jesuit spiritual director for 23 He used to pull this on me a lot. So what I want you to do is to sit in a very comfortable way. Just get comfortable. Now the next part is dangerous for somebody who's preaching. Close your eyes. And I want you to imagine for a moment that you are on the beach, that you're in your favorite spot, on the ocean, on the lake, wherever. It's a peaceful, quiet day. You wander along aimlessly, listening to the sound of the water lapping up against the shore and all its rhythmic movement, lulling you, drawing you onward. You do your favorite beach thing, whatever that may be. Walking along the water's edge, splashing occasionally as it creeps farther up the shoreline, sitting and watching its movement, listening to its caressing tones. And then you see a boat. It's all prepared for you. You get in. And a calm, placid body of water waits for you. Calls you out farther from the shore. Feel the warmth of the sun and the gentle breeze on your skin. You see in the distance on the horizon a blue line. It's a line of clouds. And suddenly they are over you in 10 minutes and the temperature drops 15 degrees. The wind picks up. At first a slight increase. You feel it on your skin more than you notice it. And then suddenly it's a squall. The waves are crashing forcefully on the boat. That once enjoyable spray now turned to waves washing over you, flooding the boat. It's out of control. The waves lift you up so high you can't maneuver. There's a wall of water now staring down at you. The boat is pushed in every direction. Threatening to spill you over the side. See in the wind and the waves all those threats in your life, all that's out of control. Job, family, home, relationship. And there in the midst is Jesus. And he commands, peace, be still. Feel the boat stop rocking. The wind is now calm. The waves again are placid. Just a gentle sound against the hull. And you come safe to shore. Peace. Be still. Jesus' words of care, of love, of healing. Open We are going on a journey together. And I do mean together. We're going to be in this boat that we call the church. And at times, it's going to get rocky. But then you all know that because you've been through those times too. But no matter what, I want you to hear in the back of your mind, Jesus speaking the words, peace, be still. Words of love for you and for us. So now it's time. Let us go across to the other side.